88.9 Shine FM, and wrapping up our November topic with parenting moments, Kimberly Eckert here joining me as always, registered psychologist and founder, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
This month has been a wonderful topic about making peace with the past, emotions as allies. Yeah, we all seem to struggle with just getting over things from the past.
Yes, and we are going to talk about two more ways that we can really make friends with our emotions and work through our painful past towards healing. So number nine, find purpose. Dr. Hayes, who is the founder of Acceptance and Commitment Therapy, explains, we are willing to take on pain if it's safe and has a real purpose. So an example of this as humans is exercise. You're going to go to the gym and you're going to exercise, exercise safely, but you're going to also do it like hard. Knowing muscle aches are part of creating strength and flexibility physically. Well, the same is here for our psychological well-being. Follow the steps above that we've discussed throughout the month of November, and your body and unconscious programming will get the safety message. But the purpose, that's up to you. To help yourself heal, it's crucial that you see, choose, and embrace your purpose. Without purpose, pain is a meaningless struggle. So that's a bit philosophical, but I think it is an important part of engagement in therapy. Like, why am I doing this? Like, what's the purpose that my pain is going to be in the story of my life? Mm-hmm. And then number 10, reach out. So I've really focused this primarily to adults listening, but of course, all of this applies to children. But if you are a parent or an adult listening to this month, remember that if your family of origin includes emotional neglect, you will have a belief that you need to heal on your own. The nonsense of don't burden others deprives you of the comfort of friends and the exchange of wise guidance between people who care for each other. We are social creatures meant to travel together. You know, as Christians, we really get this, that God wants a relationship with us, and he created us to have relationship with each other. Whether it be a family member, a friend, a therapist, an online group, dare to reach out for support and use what you learn to help and support others. Pain often comes from outside. It's not something that we ask for. Neglectful mistakes are learned things we do, but that means they can be changed. The work comes from within. So acknowledging your pain, recognizing your mind's defenses, and learning how to use feelings to foster a free life full of purpose, love, and meaning, done in the right way, feeling, Dr. Hayes emphasizes, is the path to healing. And that wraps us up for the month of November, Mike.
That was a great topic as well. Thank you for that. You can go back and listen to these conversations Kimberly and I have at your website, eckertcenter.com. Also the place that people can book an appointment.
That's right. So visit eckertcenter.com and click the appointment button. Or if you want to listen to these recordings, you can click the podcast button. We have a very easy-to-use self-booking system, so you can get started with a psychologist either in our north or south location. And again, I really want to emphasize that we are all in the same boat, is that negative events are sticky, and we can get stuck in the past. And this is part of the human condition, but there is a way forward. And I really encourage you to consider the role of therapy in that healing journey.
Indeed. EckertCenter.com for more on that and possibly a free initial visit. We're going to bless who with that today?
Let's go with caller number 4
caller four right now at 403-276-8888. Well, thank you, Kimberly. It's been a great topic. And I guess heading into December now, next week, we'll have a brand new topic. Have a great day, Kimberly.
Thank you. You as well, Mike.